Every year, an estimated 5,000 to 6,000 Americans are diagnosed with ALS. Here to talk about that is Tomas Holmlund, Dr. Tomas Holmlund. He is attending neurologist and medical director of the Neuromuscular Center MDA clinic at Dent Neurologic Institute in Buffalo, New York. And one of his patients is John Hamilton, a carpenter for more than 30 years who was diagnosed with ALS back in 2016. Gentlemen, good morning. Let's start with you, doctor. Just give us a brief precursor of what ALS is.
Good morning. I'd be glad to tell you what this is. So this is a neurologic disorder that causes weakness, and it can cause weakness anywhere in the body, in a foot, in a hand, in the mouth, and it's rapidly progressive, and that's the problem. So if it starts in a hand, it travels up the hand and the arm and comes to involve speech. Speech gets slurred, and then there can be problem with chewing and swallowing and what we fear the most, breathing issues. And the saddest part with this is that it progresses, it's relentless, and many patients don't survive more than 3 to 5 years with this disease.
Doctor, do we know what triggers it?
You know, that's an excellent question, and in spite of 100 years of research, no, we actually do not know what's causing this. There are many theories of it, but truth be told, we do not know what's causing this.
John, let's talk to you. What was your first symptom that you received or your gut realizing something's not right with me?
Well, as I said, I was a carpenter for 30 years, so I had injured my right ankle, and the ankle wasn't healing, so I decided to have an x-ray taken and met with an orthopedic doctor. And as I'm in his examining room, and he's checking my legs and having me move my ankles, and he said to me, "John, why are your legs so weak?" And I told him, "Well, I've worked construction for 30-some years, and I thought my legs were just getting tired. They were getting worn out." And he said to me, "No, John, for your age and what you've done all your life, your legs should be a lot stronger than that." So he had me get up and walk for him, and as he watched me walk, he said he didn't know if I had a nerve pinched in my neck or in my low back that was creating some nerve damage in my legs. And so got me in to see a neurologist as soon as possible, and I started being treated by Dr. Holmlund.
Doctor, what is this new treatment that John's involved with? Talk about it. What does it do, and what have you seen so far?
Yeah, so this is new. It was a welcome addition to the few treatment options we have had. So we got a new drug in September called Radicava, and we're trying to give this to most patients with ALS. So what does it do? We know that it slows down the progression. So it slows down the way a patient progresses with this disease, but unfortunately it doesn't stop the progression. But it has given patients like John hope. I mean, all of a sudden we do have another treatment, and it's given the research community, you know, something to work with. It gives us a different way of looking at this drug. And I think you're asking me, what does it really do? And we don't really know how this medication works, but we do know that it does something for patients.
And of course, you're dealing with a lot of different types of muscular dystrophy issues. There's all sorts of things. It's amazing that there's so many varieties, if you want to call it that, of ways that the muscles have issues with this. This ALS, though, is really the one that seems to really come on strong and continue. And as many people know, it's a, you know, if people diagnosed 2 to 5 years, maybe that's all that they have for this. How do people deal with a diagnosis like this? And maybe John, you could talk maybe on a personal level. What kind of things have you been able to work with your family with to just kind of get through on a day to day?
Well, I have a tremendous support group with my family, close friends. In my case, it has started in my legs. So I, you know, made my house handicap accessible, just preparing for, as the disease progresses, to just to deal with it. What I would really like to bring to light is the symptoms that I was experiencing at the time, just to educate the public of what the symptoms that I was experiencing. I was tripping a lot and stumbling. So my legs were getting weak, and my gait and my walk was changing. So therefore, I was catching my feet, and I would fall. Being a carpenter, I would carry, anytime I would carry a substantial amount of weight, my legs would get wobbly. I called them my Bambi legs. and slowly noticing how my gait and my walk was changing. And I'll always remember the one visit I had with Dr. Holman when I told him, it's like I'd forgotten how to walk. I've been walking all my life, and now my legs are not doing what they're supposed to do. And he told me, John, that's what the disease is doing to you. It's slowly killing your nerve muscles to control your legs. So if I can just bring awareness of the symptoms, but some people, the public can say, you know, I'm experiencing that. I'm tripping more often, and I'm stumbling, and my legs are getting weaker when I'm carrying any weight. So if I can just bring that to light, that's what I'm really trying to get out of this.
Doctor, what other technology or research is being done for ALS or other patients with these neuromuscular diseases?
Yeah, this is actually a field that is exploding. It's enormous amount of research. And when it comes to ALS, what we have learned is that genetics plays a huge role in many patients' ALS, but not everybody has it running in their family. But the genetic aspects of ALS may actually give us the answer to what goes wrong and eventually a treatment that works.
Is it age specific or age range, or does anybody at any time in their life could get this?
Yeah, so it is age dependent. Most people are between 55 and 65 when they get it, but it can happen in their 20s, although it's rare. So it tends to be the older you are, the more at risk you are to develop it.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, sharing us about the information. John, also telling us a little of your story. Doctor, where can people get more information on this, just to be up to date on the latest?
Yeah, so patients can go on the internet to www.radicava.com. They can look at the ALS Association's website, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's website, and of course, they need to talk to their physician if they're worried.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time and what you do in this tough battle, and John, stay strong. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.